What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning. We are here on bettingpros.com. We're always being brought to you by BetMGM. Okay, so this is going to be a shorter podcast than normal, all right? Normally, I kind of go ranting and raving, but it's been a long day, and Dan Harris and I recorded a 45-minute podcast earlier tonight that I don't know if we're going to drop this on this channel or it's going to be on the Betting Pros NFL channel. I know for a fact it'll be on there, but be looking on bettingpros.com, on my Twitter account at SportsTalkMatt, on Dan Harris's Twitter account at DanHarris80, and the Betting Pros YouTube, Betting Pros YouTube channel, and the Betting Pros Twitter account, all the good stuff, for a 45-minute breakdown of, I give you 10 props, Dan Harris gives you, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood, like 13 or 14 props that we are looking at. Now, these are bets I am going to make. I have not locked in exactly the price. I've not locked in the exact number as of yet, but just the basic breakdown on prop bets that we are looking at and that we are going to make coming up for Super Bowl Sunday. So go look for that, and you're going to get a 45-minute conversation breaking down all the props. I will post it in the Discord channel as well, bettingpros.com/chat to get into the Discord channel. We are over 3,300 users inside the Betting Pros Discord chat. They started a new thing called Fade or Follow on it. I used to do a podcast called the Fade or Follow podcast on the Westgate Super Contest with my guy Vegas Maddie, who some of you may have used as a proxy service here in Vegas for the Super Contest and for the Circa Million. But they have done a thing where initially they were going to post all the picks in the morning, and I had to kind of remind them, like, guys, you can't do that because that's where all the picks are and people won't listen. So we can't do that. So we had to change. You may have seen some erasing going on yesterday with that channel. But basically at 4 o'clock Eastern, they're going to drop one of my picks every single day, and you can go in there and say, did you fade it or did you follow it? So we can keep track and we can see how consistently you, how good you guys are about either picking with me or picking against me on picks that I play each and every night. We thought it might be a fun little interaction because I know not everybody follows my picks and some of you guys fade it. So you can say, I love it or I hate it. So look for that little channel, Fade or Follow channel, on the Discord channel for Betting Pros, bettingpros.com/chat, again, to get into that Discord channel. This podcast, every morning, being brought to you by BetMGM. For every state that BetMGM operates in, other than Pennsylvania, this is a risk-free bet of up to $600 plus $50 parlay insurance offer from BetMGM. It's a big offer for the big game. Players can get a risk-free first bet of up to $600. In addition, all users will receive a $50 parlay insurance opportunity bet that you can make. This is available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Iowa, Virginia, and West Virginia. For every one of those states, but also for Pennsylvania, you guys have got a new sportsbook welcome offer, which is a risk-free bet of up to $600. So it's a risk-free bet plus a $50 parlay for everybody else except for Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, you get a $600 first risk-free bet from BetMGM. You must be 21 years or older to enter. Go to BetMGM for terms and conditions, and you must be physically located in the states of Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, West Virginia, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and now Tennessee. Congratulations to everybody who's being involved with that. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Okay, so 3-1 night last night. That was awesome. 3-1 night the night before. So a 6-2 run on the pod going right now. So that's good. Let's keep it going here. 6-2 is a very good score, very good mark. Like the betting, like the winning. We always want to go with it. Okay, so it's Super Bowl week. I just told you about the pod that's out there with all these prop bets. So we're going to go a little light tonight, okay? So don't get too angry with me about this. But here's what we're doing tonight. One, Dan Harris is asking that I bet more NBA, okay? Why? You go, Matt, why? Here's why. Because you guys went goo-goo gaga bonkers for the Giannis jersey, all right? When I told you that our giveaway was for Giannis Antetokounmpo, an autographed, signed Giannis jersey, everyone lost their bleep, and they went crazy. So, clearly, there is a big interest in the NBA. So, Dan went and looked at how many games I'm betting in the NBA, and he said, yo, what the hell's going on? And he said, look, I'll give you this. I know you're worried about your record and we're keeping track. And if you have COVID problems with the NBA, we will 86 it from the record. If a team you bet on, for instance, I'm going with a game tonight in the NBA. If that team gets just crushed with COVID issues or scratches and the star players are not playing, go ahead. You can have some insurance. So I get some record insurance, if you will, when it comes to NBA in bad place. So just a little heads up. It's like, why are you betting NBA now, Matt? Well, you guys want NBA plays, clearly, because you guys have left a ton of reviews after I told you that this month the Giannis jersey is up for grabs because some of you guys did not want football gear, which is interesting. Okay, you didn't want a helmet signed by whomever or a jersey signed by Amari Cooper. And by the way, Dan wanted me to pass it along. If you win the Amari Cooper jersey in January coming up, they're going to pull the name tonight. If you win that and you don't want it, okay, you can give it up and go back into the pool to have your name drawn for it. So here's the thing. If you've already entered, you're good to go. You don't need to enter more than once. Enter in once with one review, leaving that review on bettingpros.com/juice, the screenshot picture, fill out the little form, and you're good to go. All right? That's all you got to do to win the Giannis, to be eligible to win the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you are also a subscriber to the Apple or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you're a subscriber to the Daily Juice as well. So the bat signal went out last night. If you are original for longtime listeners of the Daily Juice, you know that I get phone calls from time to time from buddies of mine around the country who are tapped into different markets and different sports. One of my guys, one of my closest friends, is really tapped in on golf. And he called me and said, Matt, I played with Dustin Johnson. I watched him play golf the last week. Look out. Dustin Johnson's on fire. Okay? Bet Dustin Johnson to win the Masters. And so we did. We put a half a unit down on Dustin Johnson to win the Masters, and Dustin Johnson won the Masters. I got that phone call yesterday. Same friend of mine. Matt, here's the deal. Will Zalatoris is a hot name on the PGA Tour, and this tournament at the Waste Management in Phoenix is going to be a coming out party, according to my friend. We are going to be watching and talking about Will Zalatoris for the summer because he's going to put up huge numbers. Now, he's a young guy. Okay, he's 24 years old. He did really well on the Korn Ferry Tour. Came in sixth at the U.S. Open this past year, and he has really been impressive. He turned pro, 4 top 8 finishes in 7 PGA Tour events, including a tie for 6th at the U.S. Open. A lot of people believe this dude is going to win this weekend, including my guy who I trust. So here's what I have done. A quarter unit on Will Zalatoris at plus 3,500. You can get this all over the place, okay? I've seen it as high as 4,000. Somebody told me they've seen it at 5,000. I got it at plus 3,500 for a quarter unit for Will Zalatoris to win the Waste Management. But I'm going to hedge it a little because he's been really good. Quarter unit at plus 3,500 and a half a unit at plus 400 for him to come in the top 10. Okay, so a little bit of a hedge there. If he doesn't win the tournament, it's very hard to win the tournament. But we're going to go with Will, who is red hot, who has, again, my gut, the blessing of, we'll come up, if he picks this right, okay, I'll come up with a name. Like, we've got names for different people who in the Discord channel. We have a name for somebody who decides that he's not a very good gambler, and I'll place bets for him, and people want to fade him whenever he plays wagers, and it's 1-2 times that I've done this. So I forget the guy's name. Sorry, it's late at night. I forget the guy's name, but there's in the Discord channel, you guys are already asking about when's the next bet from I can't remember what the guy's name is, but it's the nickname that the Discord chat gave this guy, who is a friend of mine, who is making these wagers. He's not a very good gambler. I'll come up with a name for my friend if he picks Dustin Johnson to win the Masters. If that catches, that was +850. This is a different story. This is +3,500, +4,000. But Will Zalatoris to win the weights management quarter unit and a half a unit on him to come in the top 10 as well. For two bets going this weekend, it starts today. I gave you guys this in the Discord chat yesterday, okay? So if you're like, oh, Matt, the tournament started when I started listening. I gave you this play in the Discord channel. All right. Just to be fair, that's where the Discord channel had this before the tournament began. I made the bet. I told you about it right away. That's why the Discord channel is great, because you don't have any lag, any problems there. Bettingpros.com/chat. Okay. One game in the NBA. By the way, I don't like anything college basketball tonight, so it actually kind of works out. Let's talk Utah and the Atlanta Hawks here. So no injury concerns, as I can see. No COVID concerns, as I can see. It's Donovan Mitchell against Trae Young, all right? These two teams are, well, I don't know what to make of Atlanta. I think they're okay. But against the number, Atlanta's not very good this year. They're okay. They're 11-10. Utah is 14-6-1. Been one of the best teams against the number, but they haven't covered over the last two games. Before that, Utah had been a covering machine. Just covering and covering and covering. From the 8th of January to the 29th of January, they covered every game. All right. Didn't cover against Denver. Didn't cover against Detroit. They were 2.5-point favorites against Denver. They lost by 11. They were 12.5-point favorites against Detroit, and they won by 12. So what you're seeing is the market is catching up to this, okay? But after back-to-back losses, I think it's safe to come back on here against the Atlanta Hawks, who, again, haven't been great against the number. They haven't covered their last two games against the Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks, losing them both. I think even though they're at home, they're going to go for three straight losses at home. Michael, Matt, three straight losses at home. I just think they're in a really tough stretch right now against really good teams, against the Lakers and Dallas, and now here in the Utah Jazz. I laid the 7 points tonight. Utah -7 on the road at Atlanta. I think Mitchell goes off. I think they'll probably, the total looked a little interesting to me, but I think it's like, I think it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like a 115-105 victory. So I don't think it gets to 224, but with Atlanta, you never know, because if Trae Young goes off, I mean, betting unders with Atlanta is not smart, even though they haven't been great, you know, to the total, which is kind of weird, right? They are 6-15 to the over. You might go, really? But they started lately to cover more often. They started the year just horrific, games going under like crazy, and then they picked it up a little bit, but Utah's not great to the over either, but the last two games have gone over. And five of the last eight games have gone over for Utah. So I thought about taking the over, didn't love it. Thought about taking the under, didn't love it. Just going to take Utah -7 tonight on the road at Atlanta for a half a unit. And with the other half a unit, we're going to go back to our little fun two-team parlay, which I hope doesn't get destroyed. Moneyline parlay in the NHL, which I'm hoping doesn't get destroyed by COVID-19. So let's talk two bad teams, one on the road, one at home. So Dallas just played Columbus. Okay, they just played, and Dallas won. I don't think Columbus is very good. I know people have said, well, they're a grinded out hockey team. They're just one of these teams that really, they play hard, and they're a grinded out John Tortorella style. Like, they just, nah, I'm just not a very big fan at all of the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I think Dallas is one of the better teams in the NHL. I think Dallas is a really, because of the COVID issues and they started late, I think people kind of slept on them a little bit, and they're kind of like, you know, how good are they really? And, you know, they're 5-1-1 to start the year. Okay. They're starting to play really, really well. They beat Columbus 6-3 in their last game. Now, maybe the puck line doesn't hit, but we're going to bet just another win here for the Dallas Stars on the road at Columbus to win the hockey game. How? Doesn't matter. Just win the game. Dallas to win. The other two-leg side, the Montreal Canadiens against the team that I love to fade. I think the Ottawa Senators are horrible. I think they're just awful. They're 1-8-1, and you might say that they're due. Canadiens are 7-1-2. I just don't think so. Montreal beat up on the Canucks 6-2, 5-3 their last two games. I don't like the Senators at all here. This is a bad Ottawa team. This is a really good Montreal team. They're at home. Montreal to win. It's plus 130. All right. You get plus 130 on this. Dallas money line, Montreal money line. And we go with plus 130, half a unit. Okay. So really just two plays in play tonight. Utah minus seven, Dallas and Montreal money line, both for a half a unit here on a Thursday. And then the Will Zalatoris for the weekend now, for the entire tournament, to win the waste management and to come in the top 10, quarter unit, half a unit, so 0.75 units in play there just on Will. We may do a head-to-head or two coming up during the weekend. There may be a play I get involved with that I like, but nothing that I like right now. Let's just make those two bets heading into this golf tournament coming up here on a Thursday. My name is Matt Perrault. Go find the Big Props edition, the Big Props Betting Pros NFL podcast on Apple, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify with Dan Harris and I, and then go look for it on Betting Pros. I'll tweet it. Dan will tweet it. We'll put it out as much as possible. Our Prop Betting Spectacular is out. Daily Juice is out. We're back tomorrow morning, every morning. It's the Daily Juice podcast brought to you by BetMGM.